We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball. Tri-Center has a lot of talent coming back this season, and so expectations will certainly be high after a good year last year, 18-6, but maybe didn't achieve their goals. Their goals certainly always try to go to state. Chad Harder, head coach for the Trojans, joins me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into this season?
Well, we love our team. A lot of guys returning, obviously, and just good kids. They're fun to be around every day. They get better every year and every practice. And again, we just feel good. Anytime you have experience, and anytime you can have as many seniors and juniors we have, you got to feel good about your chances.
Well, I guess it starts with your kid AJ Harder, who had another amazing year last year. Had to battle some injuries at quarterback this year for the football team a little bit, but hopefully he's healthy, ready to go for basketball. He averaged 19 points a game last season as a sophomore, 5 assists a game, 4.8 rebounds a game, just a complete player. What do you see from AJ coming into his junior year?
Yeah, you know, AJ's a special kid, and again, somebody – I've been around a while, and he's been around our program since he was born. So he knows what we want. You know, his goal is to make everybody better. You know, points are great, but those assists go a long ways. And, you know, he's a big leader for us on the floor. Just, again, he knows what we want. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, his goal is to make everybody go. And so we're excited about the year he's going to have. And, you know, it's just anytime you can have your point guard back, no matter who it is, you know, you feel really good about it.
And Tyler Botts, 15.3 points a game, good rebounder, good presence inside. You know, how do you see him in as he comes into his senior year and what he can bring in that in, just a dynamite 1-2 punch right there?
Yeah, Tyler's a worker, and he has really upped his game. You know, we challenged him in the offseason to get some more moves, to expand his game to the three-point line, and he's done just that. You know, Tyler's just a hungry scorer, and again, a guy that has just put in a ton of time every year. He loves basketball, and he's just improved and expanded his game. You know, he just put something out there for Tyler, he's always going to go do it. And so we feel really good about the 1-2 punch, but at the same time, we feel like we got a lot of kids that can score and defend on you know, every night, basically.
Yeah, 0-6 at 3-point shooting last year. So you're probably going to expect those numbers to get better this year with them.
For sure. And, you know, we're really big on playing your roles. You know, a year ago, we didn't need Tyler shooting threes. And that's kind of, you know, I think sometimes in sports now, you see people who, well, you know, just it's a free reign. And we're really big on playing your role. And again, we didn't need Tyler shooting threes, and he understood his role. And this year it's just more of an expanded role, is that we need to add some things to his game, and his mid-range game, his pull-ups and his threes have just taken off. So again, we're expecting a really big year out of Tyler.
And then two other starters returning, Cale Witt and Aiden Osbar. Both will be seniors this year. What do you see from each one of them?
You know, again, they're competitors. You know, both of them were part of that state championship football team a year ago, and also, you know, the season they had this year. But, you know, they're kids who have played a lot of basketball and are competitors. They're kids that have expanded their game, you know, and what's really cool about our team and those guys this year is they got a preseason. You know, we obviously would have loved to go to the Dome again in football, but they got a preseason and their bodies are feeling really good. And I feel like that has benefited both of them in this preseason, you know, and you know, Cale wasn't very pleased with how he shot a year ago and has really, really taken off with the shooting. And, you know, and Aiden, you know, his body, you know, he did sacrifice a lot for his body a year ago for football. And, you know, this year he's just in really good shape and has really added a lot to his game offensively and defensively.
So you do lose Lincoln Thomas off of last year's squad. Who are some candidates to be your fifth starter and other guys that could be in the rotation?
Yeah, you know, we really plan on going 9 or 10 deep this year. You know, we have other seniors that are tremendous players. So Nolan Kunze, Brody Widener, Chase Newland, and Trenton Huebner are guys that are going to fill that role. And then you bring back Jaden Johnson also. And, you know, we feel really good about our depth. We're really promoting, you know, it could be a different person every night stepping up. It doesn't have to be the same scores every night. But what I like about this team is they just don't seem to get caught up in stats. They don't get caught up in, you know, they get caught up in wins and they get caught up in results. And they really understand what we're expecting out of them and what we want. And it's just cool. You know, we've got, we have 18 juniors and seniors out for basketball. And anytime you can do that, you know, things are going to be good. And the quality of kids too. I mean, you can't ask for better character than what we got. So anytime you get the character and you got, you know, age and you got experience, you should expect good things.
Yeah. It's hard to say that there was disappointment last year. I mean, you had a good team. It was a good, solid team. But, I mean, I guess expectations were high. Do you see that the boys are motivated, hungry even, motivated from last year? And maybe there was talk about going to state and being this and this and this and this. And do you feel like it's a little bit different feeling this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's that experience piece. And here's the deal is like, if you're, you know, everybody at some point's disappointed, you know, in the state, there's four teams that are not disappointed at the end of the year. And so you're, you know, four teams in the state aren't going to end on a loss. And our thing is like, our goal is February. We don't sit there and say everybody wants to be in the state tournament, and we absolutely do. And again, this team I think has the pieces to do it. It's just a matter of, you know, you got to stay healthy. You've got to progress throughout the year. But if you just really focus on improving every day and make sure every game you're correcting things and making sure, you know, you keep out the outside noise and you just keep getting better, you know, that's how special things happen. And again, you know, we were disappointed last year. You know, we wanted to continue to play and we wanted to make state tournament, but you know, it wasn't there. And so, you know, again, they have come back. They are hungry. They want to be there, and they put in the work, you know, the off season work, they put a ton of time in. And this season, you know, that first week was probably the best week of practice that I've had, you know, in 20 some years of doing this. So, but again, yeah, it's a fun group, and I want that for them to be in Des Moines. But you know, a lot of it has to go right, and a lot of things during the year we just have to, you know, control what we can control.
Well, you're going to have to be on your toes just about every night in the conference, man. Let me tell you, the WIC seems to be loaded this year. A lot of guys coming back. I mean, how do you feel about the Western Iowa Conference this year?
It is unreal. There's no gimme games from top to bottom. And I say this, and I'm not just trying to do coach talk, but the coaching in the conference is really, really good. And then on top of it, most schools have really good upperclassmen, and you know, you win games with upperclassmen. And so we know every night has to be our best and there are no letdowns, but you know, you can look at it a couple ways, you know, that, you know, yeah, that's tough, but at the same time, it's going to prepare you for districts. It's going to prepare you for everything down the road, having to show up every night and be tough. But again, you know, our conference is super healthy and the talent and coaching and everything is just, it's off the charts this year. But again, it should lead to good things for everybody.
Well, Coach, it should be an exciting season. We look forward to following your team throughout the year, and best of luck. And thanks so much.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Chris. And we appreciate the coverage of KSOM.
Chad Harder, head coach for Tri-Center Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.